Today on Hands On Wellness, I'm going to take a look at some of your feedback that you have been sending me over the emails, over social media. And there's some pretty interesting stuff in there. I can't wait to share it with you. Stay tuned. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable as always. This is the podcast where I like to share different tech, actually just simple consumer technology that's available to us right now that's going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. Personal wellness is really important to me, and I highly, highly urge you as a Twit listener and Hands On Wellness listener to get a better grip on your personal wellness, especially this day and age. If this is your first time catching the show, I want to say welcome to you. And I also like to ask that you go ahead and hit the subscribe option in whatever podcast app that you're catching this on, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Play or PlayaPod or Anchor. We're on all of them, folks. Or you can just go on over to our website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for Hands On Wellness. And you'll see all of our subscription options over there. And as a matter of fact, if you're using Apple Podcasts, be sure to give us a star rating as well as leave a little bit of a review there on the podcast page. That helps us out and helps us with being discovered by other listeners. Okay. Thank you very much for that. So now let's go on and get into this week's show. This is a feedback show because I get emails, I get DMs from some people, I get tags and things like that all over social media. And I really do appreciate that. And I said that I wanted to take this week to go over a couple pieces of that feedback and share it with you all. And in addition to sharing it with you all, answering their questions as well. If you ever want to send a message to me, you can just shoot an email to how@twit.tv. Again, that's how@twit.tv, or just tag me over on Twitter at @Ant_Pruitt. So let's go ahead and get into this first email. This email comes from Damon. Damon says, I've been a longtime listener of many Twit shows, and even though I'm a nerd, some of my favorite episodes have been the shows that summarizes Steve's, Gibson of Security Now, health research. Please consider refreshing this information with an interview style show. Maybe triangulation style with Leo would be perfect on how. Thank you for all you do, Damon. P.S. Leo, if you're seeing this, please keep including Ant on Twig. Hey, Damon, thank you so much for that. Really do appreciate the kind words, especially regarding Twig this week in Google. That's another show where I am a co-host with Miss Stacey Higginbotham, Mr. Leo Laporte, and Mr. Jeff Jarvis. We get together each and every Wednesday to talk about some interesting stuff in the big world of tech. Make sure you're subscribed over there. Thank you very much. Now, back to your email. I appreciate you referencing Mr. Steve Gibson and the work that he does for Security Now here on the network, as well as his mentioning regarding health research. And I like the idea far as having some sort of an interview style similar to what we've done with our with the former show on the network called Triangulation. Now, I will say that several episodes back, this was probably right around episode 10 or so, I had attempted to do an interview with a cardiologist friend of mine. But during this time of the pandemic, it was quite busy for him. And I didn't really want to just bog him down with trying to get an interview done. So I ended up doing a bit of a virtual Q&A over email. You can check that out. It's where we were talking about technology for your heart to keep yourself abreast of how well your heart is doing for you. So I have thought about it to an extent, but this show is not quite a long form show the way Triangulation was, but I'll see what I can do and see if we can come up with something that'll help help you out with this here recommendation and request. I like the idea. Thank you so much for sending it in. All right, so let's move on to our next email. This one comes from Gary. Hey, Ant. Been watching TNW for a while. For those of you that don't know, TNW is Tech News Weekly. That is the show my awesome friends and co-hosts, Mr. Michael Sargent and Mr. Jason Howell, they host each and every Thursday handling the weekly tech news. Check them out. Anyway, back to the email. Been watching TNW for a while. I just started watching Hands on Wellness recently. Do you have any tricks to help with tendonitis or carpal tunnel syndrome? Thanks in advance. Okay. Ooh. Man, Gary, you say tendonitis and that's like saying a cuss word to some people. Tendonitis is pretty rough. If you don't know what tendonitis is, it's in layman's terms, it's essentially a inflammation of a tendon on a particular joint. Very common, happening in your elbows, in your knees, in your ankles, not so much in your shoulders, but definitely in your elbows, especially this day and age with a lot of us doing a lot of typing day to day. At our jobs or businesses or what have you. And he mentions having carpal tunnel here, or maybe not having it, but he does mention carpal tunnel. And let me just do a quick disclaimer here. I am not a medical professional. I am Ant Pruitt. I am a podcast host. I am a photographer and content creator. I am not a medical professional, but I can advise you on some things from a health standpoint based on my own personal experience and based on my own research. Take this information and advice as such. End of disclaimer. Thank you. Okay. So with tendonitis, one of the best things you can do for it is good old fashioned ice. That's it. An ice pack. You can grab some ice out of your freezer, throw it into a sandwich bag or whatever, some sort of container where you can apply it directly to your skin. And that ice is going to help with the inflammation of those tendons. It'll basically help shrink it down as best as it can over time. And also help with some of the pain because the ice is pretty much just going to numb it up. Ice treatments are ideal if you could do it 2 to 3 times a day, 15 to 20 minutes at a time, you'll start to notice some relief, but that's going to vary depending on your lifestyle. Some people are pretty busy. And if you're dealing with carpal tunnel, you're probably typing all day, every day. So your healing process is going to be a little bit slow because you're not necessarily able to rest that elbow and rest your wrist because you're working all the time. It is what it is. But ice does help. But we do have some options that I've previously mentioned here on Hands on Wellness. If we go back to episode 16, we talked about the Power Plate Pulse and all of the other products that Power Plate offered, which were going to do a bit of a massage where you either use a massage gun or just have a rolling ball that vibrates and massages the muscles and joints for you. That may not be the best idea, but it may give you a little bit of relief and a little bit of comfort just from the constant tapping and massaging of the tissues around the tendonitis area, helping to promote some better blood flow. And when you have better blood flow, you're allowing your body to get those proteins into that painful, painful, hurting area. All right. So also episode 19, I talked about TENS units, that is TENS, the acronym for transcutaneous electro nerve stimulation. I can never get it out. TENS unit. But what that does is allows you to put some electrodes on the affected area and it will stimulate the nerves there, just sending little pulses to the nerves and basically tell the nerves, you know what? You're feeling a little bit better right now. It's not healing anything, but it's just allowing you to have a bit of pain relief without having to take a bunch of pain pills or painkillers or things like that. I am not a big proponent of pain pills. I will take them sparingly, but I'd much rather use something topical, whether it's ice or a hot bath or something like that versus taking pain pills. That's just me. You do you. But yeah, check out iTens on episode 19. That is a TENS unit that I've seen it before. I've used it before. I have a couple TENS units here in my home. as I mentioned in that show. And I think these work very, very well for pain relief and can also help with the healing process. But again, your healing process may not be the same as mine. You may heal a little bit slower than me. And if it gets really, really too bad, be sure to seek out a medical professional. Okay. All right. So that is going to do it for this week's episode of Hands On Wellness. Thank you all so much for all of the feedback that you've been sending to me over the several weeks here. It does mean a lot. Again, if you'd like to shoot a message to me via email, just send it to hal@twit.tv. I check all of my messages every day and I try to answer them all as soon as I can. And I'm not going to say I'll always have them mentioned here on the show, but, you know, depending on what it is, it may be something that's helpful and useful to all of the listeners of this show. So we'll do that if it comes down to it. All right. Also, feel free to follow me over on Twitter. I am @Ant_Pruitt. I like to share different things over there and converse with people and just have a good time over there. I have it as a happy place, unlike some people. Mr. Laporte doesn't like it over there, but that's okay. I won't judge him. All right, folks. Thank you again for all the support. Please safely continue to be well and do well. Take care.
Hi, I'm Jason Howell, host of All About Android, where each week I'm joined by my co-hosts Florence Ion and Ron Richards. And we talk about everything that has to do with Android. Is it news? Is it hardware? Is it apps? Well, you name it, we talk about it. We invite guests from the industry on the show. We even sometimes have people from the Android team themselves talking about what makes Android so great. And you could subscribe so you don't miss anything about the world of Android by going to twit.tv/AAA. We'll see you there.